listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton's Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
This is award-winning singer-songwriter Kim Simon from Devon, Alberta. And this is her current CD and single. It's called Mirror. You can buy them both at Google Play as well as iTunes. And check out her website, kimsimon.com. That's Kim with a Y, K-Y-M, Simon.com. All right, every week we've been having a scout from Hockey Prospect join us all season long. We're going to do that right up to the draft, and who knows, maybe through the summer as well. And today's guest is Andy Levangie, who covers the WHL for HockeyProspect.com, the WHL and the BCHL, and we're going to talk to him about three guys for this year's crop, as well as two guys for the 2017 draft. But one of the guys we're going to chat about that's 2016 eligible, had a big night yesterday for the Kelowna Rockets. Take a listen.
Right now it's Sharon Chambers, Stadel, and Thomas Hustle for Joe Hinton! Johansson between the legs of the goaltender, Connor Ingram. Great play. Rockets with a 1-0 lead.
Regan Bartel with the call for the Kelowna Rockets. Lucas Johansson with two yesterday as we're joined now by Andy Levangie from HockeyProspect.com. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing well. How about that call, eh?
Regan Bartel, it's always a great call when Regan is calling the game. He does a fantastic job.
Even having a chat with him, he's got one of the nicest voices you could ever hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of guys around the WHL that have the really low voice when it comes to for radio. I mean, they have classic radio voices. And Regan Bartel is definitely one of them, for sure. Let's get to maybe let's start with Lucas Johansson. You were at the game last night, I'm guessing. And what'd you see from him that you've seen all year?
I was at the game, yeah. And he, you know, he did play really well last night. I thought I was the best. Probably the best Kelowna defenseman on the ice. He showed what he's showed some flashes of all season. He's got a really strong offensive instinct. I think he makes plays that, are well-timed. I think that is one of the things that jumps out to me. He does like to drop into the zone often. He does get to see him below the dots quite a bit, but he's quick with that. And he gets in there, you know, that first goal there was, it took a great pass from Sustil. Just enough of hesitation and the goalie bit there, and he put it in. And, his timing is great for me. He knows when to go. He goes often, that's for sure, but he knows when to go, and it really has benefited him. I mean, he jumped his point total up big time from last year, and last night he was definitely stellar.
The big jump in production, is that because guys like Madison Bowie have moved on, so more opportunity for Lucas Johansson?
Certainly, he's been a top pair guy all year for Kelowna, and they really and truly run a four forward power play most of the time. So he's generally that lone point man up there, and sort of that 1-3-1. And he's getting ample opportunity there. He's definitely on that first unit, and he's got the shot for it, and he's got that kind of a good passing instinct, and they tend to put two pretty solid guys on both of the walls there. So it helps him definitely.
That's Lucas Johansson. Let's move to the Victoria Royals, and Matthew Phillips had a chance to speak with him about a month and a half ago on the show, and saw him play here in Edmonton. He's a terrific junior hockey player. I don't know what his pro projection is like, but, man, I'm not going to discount this guy. I mean, the knock is obviously his size, but he is so talented. This is a terrific player. What's your perception of him?
You know, and I'm right there with you. I love the talent that he brings. He's got a great instinct. I mean, he's a heads-up skater. His size for me is definitely a concern, you know, and it's tough because everyone wants to point out those, you know, the guys in the NHL that are small and are having success, but it's tough to translate that. I mean, you need to be an incredibly intelligent player to avoid a lot of those contacts. But I find, you know, he's a bit of a chippy kid too. I think that he's got a bit of an attitude, and he doesn't back down. He doesn't skate away from the scrums. He definitely stands up for himself, which is always a good sign. I've seen him take a few hits that were a little bit cringeworthy where, you know, you'd like to see him avoid some of that stuff. But, the hands are fantastic. The offensive instinct is fantastic. He's a great puck handler, has a great look off ability. You know, he really does fool people. In the way he controls the puck, and he shoots really well as well. You know, I think he shoots well from Paul Engels, I like to call it that sort of that versatile, that sort of multi-directional ability to get the puck off, you know, whether it's a quick one-timer or whether it's a wrist or whether it's a backhand, they all seem to be really successful shots for him.
Well, impressive season because he's a rookie this year. Now he's 17. He's not a 16-year-old rookie. But still, stepping up from midget AAA and having more than a point per game this year and 37 goals, that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And you know, he's... You know, people, I wouldn't say they wrote off Victoria this year, but I don't think they expected Victoria to be as good as they are. And you know, they're obviously very well coached and they have quite a good defense. But he's been a big part of their success. You know, he's put up a lot of points for them and they've been a high scoring team and he's definitely contributed to that. There's no doubt. And you know, he'll be targeted next year. Obviously, they'll go after him and he'll see a lot of top checkers next year and things like that. But I'll be interested to see if he can maintain for next year and if he can pad that a little bit. You know, I think someone's going to take a chance on him. There's way too much skill there. You know, you obviously love to see him a little bit bigger, and he'd probably be a lot higher at that sense. But I think there's way too much there to ignore.
Andy Levangie from HockeyProspect.com joining us courtesy of the Axol Hotline. Carter Hart is the top-ranked goaltender in the draft for many people. I'm not sure exactly if that's the case for HockeyProspect.com. You can correct me if that's not accurate. But this is a player who's been the backbone for the Everett Silvertips this season, not playing right now due to injury, but what can you tell us about Carter Hart?
You know, I like Carter Hart, and I've seen him, you know, with Everett quite a few times, and he obviously does, you know, it's not a secret that they play a pretty defensive system. You know, I think they had the best goals against of any team in the league, and you know, he's a compact kid. He doesn't show a lot of holes to me. I find him very quick in a lot of his movements, whether that's up and down, quiet, you know, he's quick, but he's not erratic. He gets side to side very quickly. I find he tracks pucks well. And I like the way, you know, it's easy for, I think, goalies at the junior level to really get that sort of erratic play in them where they're sort of swimming a little and they make a lot of reactionary saves. I find he controls the flow of the game. He pushes that puck away from the middle of the ice really well. I kind of sometimes wonder how does he fare when he plays in a little less structure. You know, in the WHL Russia series, he got a shot there, and you know, that's a pretty open game there, and he wasn't quite as good in that sense. So you know, it gives you that tiny little sample size of you know, maybe he's a little different when it's not quite as structured. But you know, there's nothing about him not to like, and yeah, he's a second round guy for us at Hockey Prospect, and I believe yes, the top goalie.
Andy Levangie, our guest from HockeyProspect.com in this segment. All right, let's look ahead to the 2017 draft and two guys out of the WHL that are going to get a lot of recognition next year. And let's start with Cal Foote. He's got NHL bloodlines. And tell us more about Cal Foote, big defenseman with the Kelowna Rockets.
Yeah, you know, a kid is a rookie in the WHL that I think he's up over 22 minutes a game right now, which is good. And he's that second unit power play guy for Kelowna. Big booming shot, lots of responsibility. Man, is he a big kid already though? You know, I've been face to face with him, and he'll probably look just like Dad. He's tall, he's thick. You know, he's got massive feet on him, so I think that the growing is probably even still a little bit more to come, but. You know, I see a little more adult strength, hopefully, from him soon. You know, he's definitely physical. I don't think anyone really pushes him around at all. You know, moves the puck well up the ice. Not an incredibly elite puck carrier or anything like that, but makes a really solid first pass out of the zone and has a strong offensive instinct. I'd like to see him, you know, he's still a young man, right? So I think as time goes on, you'll see a little bit more of that explosive strength from him that you get out of a big player like that. He doesn't show that quite yet. You know, with big feet, I think sometimes we worry about pivots and edging a little bit, but I don't see any issues with that. Does need to get that open gear, that first three steps need to get a little bit quicker. I think that'll be a big help for him, just to create enough of that separation to get that outlet pass off a little bit quicker, to move the puck up the ice a little quicker, maybe even work in the offensive zone a little quicker. But you know, I think that's going to come. I think you'll see a little more leg strength build in him over time. And you know, he's going to turn some heads next year. You know, beyond his name.
Yeah, Adam Foote, his father. I couldn't come up with Adam's first name there at the start. A bit of Griffin Reinhardt-like for Cal Foote?
Yeah, you know, I think he might have a bit more. He might have a bit more upside than him. But yeah, I can I understand the comparison. I think he may end up being a better skater than Griffin Reinhart, though.
Okay.
I think that's going to come. You know, I really do. I think the way his skating is structured is quite nice. And again, it's funny. I asked Lauren Fry about this last night, and he raves about this player. He loves him, and he's going to be a big part of this team going forward. And I think that's the one thing that would really help him is just a few more explosive steps right off the start.
And the last guy we're going to chat about today is Jared Anderson Dolan, who was a high draft pick of the Spokane Chiefs and has played with them all season, 26 points this season in 65 games. A smallish guy, but an offensive guy for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Matthew Phillips small, but
right.
He's definitely a little bit smaller there, and I'm sure there's still a little bit more growing for him as well, but he's a kid that jumps out at you. He's a fast kid. He skates with authority. He really wants to make a play. You know, you see those kids that have just that desire to make something happen, and they use their skill, and I think that's a continuing trend in all levels of hockey where safe play is maybe fading a little bit and the high skilled play is coming in a little more, which is exciting. And so he's an exciting player. That's what I really like about him. I find him explosive in his foot stride. Gets up to high speed. You know, I'd like to see it get there maybe one or two steps quicker, but I think again that'll come when he gets a little physically stronger. He's a great shooter. Rushes the puck really well, you know, when he kind of curls back and takes it through the neutral zone, he really moves well, I find. And smooth hands, you know, makes tricky plays to create extra space to fool defenders, and a really good asset in transition there. Don't let the point totals fool anyone with this kid. He's obviously on a team that was good. You know, they're in the playoffs, but they're not one of the greatest teams out there right now. And so, I think you're just going to see a lot of jump from that in the next year for sure.
Makes sense. Andy, we appreciate your time today. We will do it again soon. As always, what's coming up next at hockeyprospect.com?
Well, you know, we're locked in. We did our last rankings last month, and then we'll have the Black Book will be out soon. But, you know, follow all of our guys along on Twitter because we're all out there in the playoffs and stuff like that. So
yep.
We're ready to rock, and we're excited for this. So we're just kind of pumping out the last of our work before we get our big book out before the draft. So so follow along and jump on there and get a membership and check out what all those guys have to offer. I mean, just the talent that we have is fantastic. I'm proud to be a part of this group.
Well, the Black Book is it's become the staple in the industry for sure. Andy, we appreciate your time today. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, Key. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Andy Lavangi from Hockey Prospect. .com. Check out that website and get set up for the draft.